Hello, everyone. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, Thursday is our game. Today is the start of the season for everyone. For I believe Vegas and Seattle and a couple of other teams. I got to take a look. But the title of this podcast is going to be Young Guns. I just thought it'd be awesome to speak about how happy I am for Wyatt Johnson making opening day roster. I got to watch him play in the Memorial Cup. The guy can score. He's very, very good, very fast. I think he's going to bring another element to this offense. And it very well could turn out to be another Jason Robertson story where a kid comes in and shows that he has potential to be another superstar in this league. And the other thing I want to talk about, they had the top 25 goaltenders, and Jason Oettinger made number 11. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but to me it's pretty amazing considering last year was his first full year of playing. I mean, forced a game seven against Calgary. He played lights out, and in the very end of that seventh game, it come down to overtime, and whoever had the most endurance won that game, and Calgary did, but they didn't go much farther after that. Here's the thing about Oettinger. I think he's going to show the world how good he really is, and he'll definitely be in the top five of that list by the end of the season. These are three very young players that have proven that they're ready to play at this league, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Wyatt Johnson's like on his first game. I think he's good enough to score his very first goal on his very first night. We're playing Nashville both those nights. We're playing them on Thursday night and our home opener on Saturday night. So it's going to start out right away within the division, which is going to be great because if we can start playing with our division and showing how good we are, we have a chance to do really well. I know there's an 82-game season, but it would not be nice to get those first two wins right off the bat. I mean, I know that it has a lot of ups and downs, but let's see if we can get a win. Hell, I'd be happy if we split that series. Just because you want to get some positive, feeling in your body. And the old guys, I'm sorry, Joe Pavelski never feels old to me. I almost want to put him in the young gun category, even though he's in his 30s and he's been playing forever, but he plays like he's got some kind of fountain of youth or something going on in his world. He still is incredibly well taken care of. He takes care of his body, his mind. He's a great teacher. I'm really grateful that we got another season with him extended so he could help us out a little longer. Now, I'm just going to say this about Tyler Seguin. Seguin, this is, in my opinion, your last year to prove to me if you were worth the money we spent. With Pete DeBoer's offense, it's offensive first. He's got a very, very, very good feel for scoring. This should help you get back on your scoring game. I expect 35 to 40 goals from you every season, and you haven't proven that in the last 3 to 4 years. Anyway, I just think if you can't prove that to us, we got to find a way to dump you. I hate to say it. That's a lot of money that we could be putting in other places to make our team better in the long run. Don't get me wrong. I liked watching Tyler Seguin when he got here. He had a few 40-goal seasons. He's got the potential to be very good, but this is it, in my opinion. He's still got like 5 years left on his contract, but there's always got to be a way to get out of this if he's not producing. And last but not least, I'm going to say this. I'm going to fight for Jamie Benn because Jamie Benn, there's a lot more to him than just scoring. The guy plays really solid defense. He's the captain for a reason. He's got wonderful leadership skills. So, yes, if this offensive-minded style that Pete DeVore brings to the table helps him produce some points and get some more goals, I'll be happy for him. But there's a bigger picture with him. And I'm really happy that he's still here. And I want him to win a cup with the Stars and retire with the Stars. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And this is the Young Gun episode. We got, 2 days before our puck drops for the first game of the year? And we get to listen to our favorite announcers. And I just want to say once again, Razor, this is an invitation to you to please listen to my podcast. I think the world of you. And I'm going to keep sending it to your Twitter. And hopefully one day I'll get a response because I think you're awesome. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute.